With all that's going on in this nation and even in the world, there's a growing number of people that are sensing, that understand that God has brought this about because God is getting our attention. And they know that God is getting our attention because God wants His people to pray for revival. I want to talk about how to pray for revival. I want to look at a familiar passage of Scripture from Revelation chapter 2. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, we see God is getting the church's attention. And Jesus Christ Himself is walking among the churches, and He picks out this church called the church at Ephesus. And He says to the church at Ephesus, "I have this against you. You have left your first love." Oh, they were a strong church. They believed in the gospel. They held fast, but they left their first love. You say, well, how can this be? How could they have left their first love? As I talk to many people today, I ask them, why is your faith so weak? Why are you not excited? Why aren't you on task? Why aren't you staying focused on God? And many say, oh, I don't know. And as I press them and I ask them, and they really don't know. And the reason they don't know is because it's not one thing. It's not like they're going after this, or it's, you know what? They become distracted. They become distracted, and instead of focusing on God and believing the God and living a simple Christian life, they get distracted and they chase after this, 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 and they chase after that. And before you know, they have forgotten God. So what has God done? He has just slowed everything down. Slowed everything down. And He's saying, it's time to remember Me. It's time for the church that has forgotten God, the church that has apostatized from the true and living God. Not all at once, but little by little, chasing this, chasing this, chasing this, chasing this, and has forgotten God. Men forget God because they are distracted. Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Let's remember God. Let's repent of being distracted. And let's remember. Verse 5 says, this is what you do. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. So in all of our distractions, we have forgotten God. Let's stop and take inventory. Let's remember, and let's return to the Lord. Let's return to the Lord at that place where we initially may have fallen off. Years ago, I used to work as a bricklayer. And as I would build a wall, one brick on another brick, you'd get your level and you'd put it against the wall. And inevitably, a brick would be off a little bit. And if you didn't catch where that brick was off, your wall would be off and it would go the wrong direction, especially as you're building a block wall. And so you took your level, you have to go back and see where you first got off. And where your level was the straight line, you could say, oops, I'm off here. And you'd have to tick, 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 take your hammer and tap that wall back in place. That's what it means to remember your first love. Where you first start getting distracted and your life first starts going the wrong way and getting off. Not all at once. You don't go all at once. You just go a little bit and then a little bit and a little build and a little build and a little build on a little. And now you need to stop because you're leaning pretty far the wrong way. God is slowing us down. He's calling us to count. He's getting our attention so that we would remember that we left our first love and that we would return to Him. We would return to God. We would return to our first love. We would return to remember that it is Jesus Christ who died for our sins. It is Him alone who rose from the dead. It is His Word that gives us life. It is His Word that guides us and directs us into all truth, that we may worship Him, that we may submit to Him and do His will. This is a message for the church to remember where you've fallen, to remember your first love, and to repent of these distractions, and to do the first works again. Those first works that first brought you to Christ, those first works that first brought you that excitement and that joy, do those again. Remember the gospel. Remember the Word of God. Remember the church of the living God. If you're in an apostate church that is leaning too far, Get out of there. Go to a Bible-believing church, a Bible-preaching church, and a Bible-practicing church that takes the level of God's Word and corrects the flock to go back in line with the Word of God and not follow away in the apostasy of our day. Remember, repent, return. America used to be known as a city on a hill because of the light that shone from her cities. And that light was the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus says this, "You need to remember me or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place." That lampstand in America has been greatly dimmed. God is giving a wake-up call for us to remember Him. May He not remove our lampstand. May you please stand in the gap now and pray with me. Pray for revival. Pray that God would revive this land once again. That which has fallen into disuse, that it would be used by God to revive our land. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.